Number 2. The Secretary General's remarks to the staff of the United Nations on the 2001 Nobel Peace Prize Award. Since 1901, the prize has been awarded to those who have made major contributions in the struggle for world peace. This year, the United Nations and its Secretary General, Kofi Annan, were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their work for a better organized and more peaceful world.
I believe as we listen to the citation, we also realize the challenge thrown to us by the Nobel Committee. And I'm sure we will rise up to the challenge. When I was reappointed Secretary General, one of our colleagues, Ibrahim Afal, was traveling through Africa, and he met an old man he didn't know. And the old man said to him, "I have a message for the Secretary General. Tell him we are happy that he is reappointed, but he must take time to celebrate his achievements and successes to be able to focus on challenges ahead." And in effect, is the same message we are getting from the Nobel Committee, that there are challenges ahead. We've had some successes and failures, and they expect us to work hard and meet those challenges. This is an indispensable organization, but an organization that can only work because of the staff and the contribution and your dedication. Our staff are often on the front lines. The past week alone, we lost about 10 colleagues in Georgia and in Afghanistan. And yet, our staff keep at it. They are prepared to go to any corner of the world in service of peace and the work of the United Nations. Today, that work has been recognized. We have won the Nobel Prize, and I think it's a shot in the arm that is really deserved and needed. And I hope it will urge us forward and encourage all of us to tackle our tasks with even greater determination. And I know as we press forward, we can count on the cooperation, the support, and the encouragement of our member states. Because the UN is them and the UN is us. And I'm sure that together we will meet the challenges ahead. I said this morning to the press that the world is a messy place. And unfortunately, the messier it gets, the more work we have to do. And so to wake up to a morning like this, a morning of recognition, a morning of encouragement for all of us, is something that we should cherish. But we should cherish it in the sense of deciding to even try harder. So my good friends, let me say congratulations to all of you. Let me say that if UN has achieved anything, it's because of the work that you do and your dedication. and we look forward to many more years of that kind of service. And who knows, if you keep at it, maybe some of you will see another Nobel Peace Prize. If you're going to get that next Nobel Peace Prize, I think we better go back to work. Thank you very much. Thank you.